Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it. And good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey guys, it's Alejandra again. I've just heard my story on the podcast, so I thought I should send in the other one that I promised to send in on that audio file. So it's a story about the house that I used to live in with my mum. I live alone now, but this was probably about 5 years ago when I used to live with my mother when I was in like college and high school. So the house wasn't haunted, I think, because the previous lady, she hadn't left the house for any strange reason. She left because she wanted to go be with her daughter. That's what she told my mom, that she was moving out because her daughter had gone to the countryside and that she needed some help with like raising her newborn. So that's why she sold the house. That's why we have it. And there was nothing weird about the place, very basic. And no, she didn't leave any furniture. So, you know, I've heard a lot on your podcast about haunted furniture. But this wasn't the case. We brought everything our own and it was like from IKEA. So there's nothing weird about IKEA, but more on IKEA later, funnily enough. So around 2-3 years later, while we're living in this house, some weird stuff starts happening. And it's like the entity / ghost or whatever it was kind of hating on me but loving my mother. It was really weird. A lot of the instances I can think of is that it would mimic my voice and me and my mother would both hear it. So like, I think while I was taking a bath once, somebody must have shouted mama, like in Spanish. And my mum, it was loud, and my mum ran into the bathroom and she was like, oh my god, are you okay? And I said to her, yeah, I'm fine. I mean, I heard that too, but that wasn't me. And it sounded just like me. Like, I have a distinct accent, you know, it's a Colombian / British. Yeah, so that was weird. And we looked at each other and were like, okay, doesn't matter. Let's ignore that. Let's keep going about our days. It happened again when I was in the bath. I don't know what it was with this correlation between me taking a bath and being mimicked, but it happened the second time. And this time my mom was like, was that you or was that something else? And I was like, nope, that was not me. It then progressed to gifts. So whatever gifts my mom got for me, they would be wrapped up and given back to her. And I'll explain. So my mom actually got me a blanket from IKEA. There's nothing special about this blanket, in my opinion. So it was summer, it was hot, it was like a thin blanket, so I had this to sleep. And I wake up in the morning and the blanket is nowhere to be seen. I don't sleep in my mom's room. I have my own room. It has a door. So does her room. We both close our doors at night. So there was no, like, she just didn't come in. She actually told me off and was like, please don't leave your stuff on my floor, because the blanket was on her floor. And I was like, that, I didn't do that. I was actually in bed all night. And when I woke up, it was gone. So that was weird for me too. So she looked at me and she was like, oh, maybe you just forgot. I knew that she was trying to kind of play it off, so I didn't get scared or anything. I knew that she wasn't telling me something. And I feel like she knew what this kind of entity was. But I didn't find out anything about it until like a few years later. I'll tell you about that in a second. But anyways, she also got me a tablet for my birthday. And I actually lost this tablet in the house. It went missing for a few days. And then it reappeared in my mom's room with like a pink ribbon tied into a bow around it. One, none of us know how to do that in the house. Like, it was like a professionally done like ribbon pink bow. It was really weird. and two, we don't own Pink Ribbon. Like, we're the kind of people who just get a gift bag, throw in the gift, just hand it over. We're not cool or special with our decorations, so that was weird. So eventually it stopped, and then it picked up after a while, and it was like messing with me. It was keys, my keys. It would keep trying to lock me out the house. And I thought, saying this, it sounds so childish, but that's why I think like, the entity was like a child or something like that, and it liked my mother. So the best example I can think of is when I went camping. I had gone for brunch with my best friend, and I took my keys and like a small purse and with my wallet, everything. And bear in mind, I had packed my camping bag the night before and closed it, and it was like prepared on the side because that night my family and I were driving to Wales. I don't know exactly what part of Wales, but near the border. if you know where that is, I'm not too sure. Sorry, anyways, I'm rambling. So I went out for brunch, came back to my house, and my keys were not in my bag. So I had to call my mom. She had to come from work, open the door for me because I needed to get ready to go camping. And I took my bag and I said to her, look, I think I've lost my keys. I'm really sorry. Can you make a new copy for me? So I went camping. 2 days into the camping trip, I like take everything out of my bag. I'm trying to look for some tooth floss. And I'm like searching the bottom of the bag, and I hit some metallic jingling, and I'm like, this is my keys. How on earth did they even get in here? So that was that. I got really like pissed off, and I just had like an invisible conversation with this, and I said, look, you need to stop. I'm getting really upset. Like, I will try to eliminate you if you keep doing this. So I like threatened it, and it went away. Which again, I feel super childish admitting to that. Eventually, my mum told me a few years ago, so this is like a few years after the incident, and she said to me, you know, ever since I was a kid, I've always had this kind of thing following me around, and I feel it here and then. It's not consistent. It goes and it comes back. And my mum's best friend, she's Indian, and she, when they had a conversation about the events that happened to me and my mom, she said, oh, well, you know, I have like, I'm not sure the best name to give this person, kind of like a priest / shaman, witch doctor, I don't know. So let's just call them a priest, per se. She said, you know, I know this priest back in India who is able to figure out this kind of stuff. It will send a jinn. I think that's a Muslim spirit creature. I think I'm not too familiar with the law on this or the Quran itself, but so she said, oh yeah, I'll send a jinn to the house, and that jinn will find out what's happening. So she said, okay, that's fine. And so she did. So she called that priest, and they sent a jinn to our house. It visited our house, and when it came back to the priest, it said, yeah, you know, there's something following this woman ever since she was a child, but it doesn't always stay with her. It stays for short periods, and then it goes, and it comes back and goes. So my mom became aware of this, and she thought that was really weird. And the priest gave her some scriptures of the Quran to wear on a necklace. He sent them to her through like the mail, I don't know. And told her just some like small rituals that she could do, like on this, I think it was rice paper or some type of paper that's edible. There were Quran scriptures written, and my mom had to drink them in some water. And then eventually it stopped permanently. I think this managed to do the trick. I'm not too sure, but that was that. And me and my mom, we don't talk about it. Not because we're scared or anything. It's just not something we bring up. My mom's a very big believer in energy, and she says that it brings bad energy. So that's that. So sorry if this was a bit of a long one, but I hope you enjoyed that. And in regards to my last audio, I will definitely tell you, I've actually planned to go and visit her grave this summer, 2017, and I will definitely tell you how that goes. I have some other stories about my grandma, which are a bit more into like Colombian folklore, so I hope you'll like that. And I'll tell you some of the ghost stories from there. I think you might really like them. So anyways, take care. And thank you so much.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.